100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. There, now you can tell it's morning. This is the weekly challenge where I post a topic and then challenge you to come up with a 100-word story based on that topic before I fall asleep. Isn't that an exciting podcast where the host is falling asleep? Really? Well, we've got stories by Tom, Lizzie, Charlie, Jeffrey, Richard, Serendipity, Muncie, Tura, and Normal Joe. Don't forget Planet Z. I always try to. Ah, man. The Olympics have started. You could call this an Olympic event of the marathon writing session. Yeah, everyone's making, you could call this the Olympic event of this and the. Who cares? Really? I mean, unless you've got a kid or a brother or a sister or whatever. Oh, it's the competition, all the, yeah, and the doping and the this and that. Let's just be honest about it. And then, after these events are done, is Brazil going to be any better for it? Or they just waste a bunch of money on things that they're not going to have any use for? You tear down a favela, you tear down a slum, there's no housing for the poor, but you've got a velodrome. Oh, boy. Our priorities are just kind of weird. Maybe I should just go to the stories. What do you think? You don't put in comments. How do I know? Oh, you put in your stories. Okay, you record over there. There. Now I know how you think. What about you audience members? Are there any left? Anyone who listens but doesn't participate. You're excited to hear what Muncie has to say. You're excited to hear what Tora comes up with. You are just thrilled every time Jeffrey or Richard or Serendipity comes up with something psychotic. It's beautiful, man. It's beautiful. Let's go with the story, shall we?
Night people, Tom here, and my story this evening is called You Cannot Petition the Lord with Prayer. Teacher, now that we have eaten, how may we best pray? Do not pray at all, but if you must, say this: Our toothpaste who art in the medicine cabinet, hallowed be thy tube, thy sonic run, thy flossing be done, on molars as it is on bicuspids. Give us this day our daily menthol, and forgive us our root canals, as we forgive those who root canal against us. And lead us not into gingivitis, but deliver us from drilling. For thine is the oral care, the power brush, and the bridge work, forever and ever. Amen. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. So, here we go. What do you keep in that jar, Bernie? Lard. Connor got close to the shelf. That doesn't look like lard. Oh, right, that's an eye. Human? Of course human. Whose eye is it? Asked Connor, shocked. It's Parker's. Connor took a step back. Why? My wife was having an affair with him. Shouldn't you have plucked your wife's eye instead? The second Connor uttered these words, he regretted it bitterly. I did. Both of them. And ate them, too. Horrified, Connor watched Bernie flip a piece of meat on the grill and realized he hadn't seen Bernie's wife in weeks. And this was my story for this week, dropped by my blog at lazygoodcuff.blogspot.com. And I'll talk to you next Sunday. Have a great week. Bye-bye.
Pete had a mission. He set out to grow a new Johnson in a lab jar, as his was lost in a motorcycle accident. He failed three times, spending thousands of dollars, so he decided to go overseas and shop in Southeast Asia. He found some deals in Malaysia and Vietnam, but prices were beyond his budget. He finally settled for a deal in Jakarta. The broker was an unlicensed urologist, and together they worked out the details and the price. There were three poor students who owed a lot of money for college tuition that were willing to negotiate. Number 2. Pete completed his transaction in Jakarta, carrying the refrigerated item home in a vacuum jar and nitrogen coolant. The baggage handlers checked the item through with no problems, as the package was labeled lab specimen, insured, and sealed in a wax bolus. He caught a cab back to the lab on his way home and left the jar in the cab. In a desperate rush, he called the cab company to get his package. In describing the contents to the dispatcher, she hung up on him twice. The dispatcher called the police, and got them, the FBI, and FDA involved.
Good morning, it's Jeffrey Fisher, here for week 537 on the topic of jar. My first story is called Night Train. A jarring stop woke me from an uneasy sleep. I looked out the window. The train was between stations, with nothing but wheat fields illuminated by moonlight to see. Angry voices came ever closer, the tone suggesting the speakers were used to obedience. I had a reasonably good idea that the visitors who had stopped the train were state security, and they were looking for me. I sighed. The train was fast and comfortable, but it looked as though the rest of my journey to the border would be on foot. And my second story is called Collecting. When we first came to Earth, we observed the culture carefully. Much of the culture was aimed at creating something the humans called fun. For example, we noticed that on hot summer nights, children enjoyed chasing and catching luminescent flying insects and putting them in jars. Sometimes the jar would have holes punched in the top, sometimes not. This was considered fun. When the humans arrived on our planet, we extended them the same courtesy. On hot nights, which, given the proximity of our planet to the sun, was all year, we let our children chase humans and put them in jars. Sometimes the jars had holes punched in the top, but most of the time we didn't bother. Like those creatures on Earth called lightning bugs, there are always more humans to replace the ones who suffocated. The humans were right. This was fun. And that's it for me this week. I'll be back next week with more stories.
Good morning, Richard here, and one story this week. It's called Civilization. After tramping wearily through the forest for hours, Boggins heard faint sounds of laughter in the distance. Cautiously he struck out towards them, until, to his utter delight, he stumbled from the trees onto a roadway, at the side of which stood the incredibly welcoming sight of an inn. Without hesitation, he pushed open the door and strode to the bar. "Landlord, a jar of your finest foaming ale, and as much food as you can heap upon a plate." The landlord looked appraisingly at Boggins. "Food's off," he muttered. "And no booze without proof of age, short arse." And that's it. So until next time, goodbye.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week. My husband was far too possessive, always demanding to know where I was, what I was up to, and with whom. If I was late home, there was hell to pay if I was unable to explain myself. Friends were vetted, activities had to have his seal of approval, and spur-of-the-moment nights out simply didn't happen. It couldn't last, of course. You can be pushed too far. But, despite everything, I like to think he's happy now. That's why I keep his head in a jar. That way, he can watch me. All the time.
Don't talk like Jar Jar. Don't talk like Jar Jar. Don't talk like Jar Jar. Get it together, Monroe. You can do this. Greetings, Juggalos and Juggalettes. From Munzee, here for another month, inexplicably assuming you're Juggalos and or Juggalettes. Delete as appropriate. Bringing you a story, to do with what you will. And a question. Is Jar Jar Binks more annoying than an average Insane Clown Posse fan? That's for you to judge. For who judges the Juggalos? It's you. You do. Let's do a story. The Jar, by Christopher Monroe. I keep an old jar in my bedroom. It's the sort of thing you'd assume was antique if you found it in a rustic farmhouse, but what you realize, seeing it in my downtown apartment, is almost certainly a replica. It's actually antique. 130 years old, in fact. I keep it by my bed so as to grab it first thing when I wake up. I whisper my hopes and dreams into that jar, and then I seal it tight, locking them away. And that way they won't trouble me during my day, while I'm off working my day job. Broken Escalator, ChristopherMonroe.blogspot.com, and tweets at MunzeeMunzee. That's it for me, my Juggalos and Juggalettes. And until next week, I bid you fond farewell.
Tura Brazaino here, with a story on the subject, Jar. Bill gets weird ideas, but that's what he's for. Have you ever wondered if you're really a brain in a jar, living in a simulation? I replied, if it's perfect, by definition you can't tell. Miracles would be a clue, he responded, but the simulators patch them. Enlightenment experiences, maybe. Maybe we should study meditation. I took off my immersion rig and let the simulation handle the conversation as I contemplated Bill's brain in the jar. We were pretty sure we were in a simulation, and we desperately needed ideas for breaking out. How better than to simulate a simulation?
Hello. This is Philip Norville Joe Carroll, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 534 with a prompt of Jar. Here's my story. Mickey knew he'd been seen and that Ferret would be looking for him at every turn. He couldn't switch back to human form. His clothes were back at the restaurant. If he changed now, he would be wearing only his fuzzy monkey shorts. With the change in size, they might as well be fuzzy bikini shorts. He needed to switch things up, maybe double back somehow. The door to the stairwell stood ajar. He could descend a few floors and sneak out a window. Opening the door, he was greeted by the sound of many feet climbing the stairs quickly. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Take a trip with me to planet Z.
Once upon a time, there was a man who wasn't there anymore. By the time you noticed him, he was gone. Did you see his worn leather jacket? Did you see his faded jeans? Why was he wearing a Viking helmet? What was he doing there? You could ask him, but he's already gone. He's never anywhere long. Just long enough to notice he's not there anymore. Oh, one day you might see him. You might even catch him. Will you know what to say to a man who isn't there anymore? I don't know. And you probably don't either.
Did I even say what the topic was in the opening? Did I say the topic was a jar? Man. Oh. I mean, you do these for how many years and you just stop giving a crap? And you're going through the motions. Ah. Oh. I need a boost. I need a one-up. I need a stern talking to. I need a get up, Rocky, get up. Why don't you put one in the comments? Say, hey, come on, man. Do it! You know, just like that Shia LaBeouf video. Is that the one? A whole bunch of stories on the topic of jar. I hope you enjoyed. One a day until the day I die. .com. I haven't even gotten to get a cup of coffee. I will see y'all next week when the topic will be stars. I hope you enjoy it. There are going to be stories all throughout the week. Then we're right back to this. I will see you tomorrow? Next week? Next year? I don't know. It's up to you. Thank you for listening to this one, though. And, as always, keep it brief.